Hey, it's Latif from Radiolab. Our goal with each episode is to make you think, how did I live this long and not know that? Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know. Listen wherever you get podcasts.
This week, the police officer in the September 2016 Tulsa, Oklahoma shooting of unarmed 40-year-old Terrence Crutcher was found not guilty of manslaughter. Betty Shelby, who is white, was acquitted by a jury of 8 women and 4 men, 9 of them white, 3 black, who deliberated for 9 hours before reaching their verdict. Protests were immediate but remained peaceful in the wake of statements calling for calm from Governor Fallon. Activists who called the verdict a blow to the black community and family members of Crutcher, who said Officer Shelby got away with murder. The case, for people in the courtroom and for the citizens of Tulsa, comes back to police video of the incident in which you could partially hear the unfolding of events.
I've got a feeling that's about to happen.
That looks like a bad dude, too. To be honest, something.
Which way are they facing?
Police one, they're facing westbound. I think he may have just been tasered.
Shots fired!
In the video, Crutcher can be seen walking away from Officer Shelby with his hands in the air before being tasered by another officer and then shot dead by Shelby as he lay on the ground. Michelle Brown is program coordinator at the Greenwood Cultural Center. Michelle, welcome back to The Takeaway.
Hello.
So the circumstances from the video are very much in the minds of people in Tulsa. What's the feeling on the street?
The feeling is that she got away with murder. The feeling is that he had committed no crime, his vehicle had broken down in the middle of the street, and that she was quick to shoot and kill him when she should have shot her taser as the other officer did. The feeling is that she is a murderer and she got away with murder.
She says she shot out of fear, and among the evidence presented in court was forensics that PCP was both in the car and was evident in Mr. Crutcher's blood. How does that in any way change the circumstances?
It does not actually change the circumstances because he was walking away with his hands in the air, because every person that they have stopped that they've suspected may be on a drug has not ended up shot dead.
And in terms of the community, this entire incident since 2016 has stirred up some painful history for people in Tulsa. How have you monitored that, and how have you attempted to keep this event from causing those painful memories to become present day outbursts of racial violence?
Well, we're all too aware of the fact that a racial divide still exists in Tulsa, Oklahoma. We still have not healed from the events of the 1921 Tulsa massacre that occurred here in Tulsa, Oklahoma. And we realize, we believe that race definitely had something to do with her actions. And that's one of the things that Tulsa has to come to grips with. Even our mayor, G.T. Bynum, in an interview that he did yesterday, said that that's our greatest issue, is the racism and the racial divide that exists in Tulsa today. So that played a big part in, I believe, Betty Shelby's actions and the response of the community, both black and white. We saw several posts yesterday by white men who referenced the race riot, as they refer to it, and said that we know they're not going to riot because they remember what happened. And if they've forgotten, maybe we need to remind them.
As we've seen around the nation in incidents like this, the courtroom is not the best place for a process of reconciliation between members of the black and white community on issues of police violence. What efforts need to be taken in the community, independent of this verdict, to get police to know the black community better, to create bridges of communication, those sorts of things that have been started in other communities around the country?
I think that the police need to be proactive in improving and in repairing the relationships between blacks and the police department. And something that they've been talking about doing since Drew Diamond was police chief is community policing. We want better training for the officers. We want all of the officers equipped with body cameras that should be on at all times. And those are some things that we have to see happening now. We're tired of excuses about why it can't happen. and why it's going to take longer. We want to see change now. And I think that we as a community must continue to address these issues and fight for what we believe is are things that are going to really make a difference. And community policing is key.
The change in leadership at the White House and the fact that Oklahoma was very supportive of Donald Trump, I'm wondering if the political environment explains some of those really painful comments that you described earlier referencing the 1921 riots.
Well, they were doing that when Obama was in office. I think Trump being elected with his racist views and attitude has made some people feel a little more courageous. It's not that they didn't feel that way before he was elected, but now they're part of a bigger group. And so they're much more vocal about their opinions and their attitudes, especially towards African-Americans. And so in that way, yes, the very people that are making the laws and enforcing the laws seem to share many of those racist views and attitudes.
But locally, there's reason for optimism because of the proactive work of the new Republican mayor, G.T. Bynum.
Our community is tired and they've become more involved within the past couple of years, more involved in politics, more involved in local elections, more involved in what's going on in the city council. And so we have a new city council representative. We have a new state senator and state representative. So we're seeing change throughout our community as we work towards being proactive and being a part of the solution.
Michelle Brown is program coordinator at the Greenwood Cultural Center in Tulsa, Oklahoma. Michelle, thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you.